This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, God is using me to be the outlet to people. And we're just trying to do what we do,
well,
Coach.
As Memphians, we certainly appreciate the work that you and Thad
put in
and growing that program and helping kids get to school. And a happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
A couple of days ago?
Yeah, my mom's birthday. She's 70 years old. That's a
blessing. Had the pleasure of meeting her one time. Yeah, she's an important woman. And had a heck of a son, a man that's doing it big these days.
Yes, sir.
His name is Norton Heard the Fourth.
I'm going to send you my Justin Timberland playlist as soon as you get out of here.
Brother.
I love it. I love it. And one more thing about October the 5th, you know, it'll be hosted by the Herd Lead. And, you know, Mark have done great things. BB South going to be around it.
John's scared of him.
I'm not scared of him.
He sat on John's side and just, John, you couldn't even hear John. He said, took over the show.
That man said, welcome to my show. That man said, I appreciate y'all coming on the show.
Yeah, he told us he appreciated us coming on.
What?
I mean, his energy and character, you can't describe it.
No, you really can't.
You know, you have to be in the room.
BB South. Heard is always a
dropped
pleasure, brother.
The ball. That is the legacy of BBB South. All right, Heard. Appreciate you coming in, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir. He is Norton Heard, the fourth Team Thad Program Director. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. If you want a free roofing estimate, you can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Summertime is here. You can tell by the humidity. It's basically unbearable outside. And I'm here to tell you about the best way to beat the Memphis heat. That's by grabbing a country club salad or my personal favorite, the Southern Salad at the Blue Monkey. The salad is massive. Fresh greens topped with crunchy fried chicken, crispy breaded green beans, and finished with roasted corn and peppers, red onion, tomato, and cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses. Served, of course, with their house-made remoulade ranch dressing. They've got two locations, as you know, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Or you can check them out on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. So if you're looking to cool off this summer, head on over to the Blue Monkey, get a cold one, and, of course, the Southern Salad.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown. Friday night, Area 51 on Saturday, Outer Ring.
Wolf Chase Toyota is having their annual Savings Blitz event. 2018 Toyota 4Runner SR5 is available with $1,000 customer cash. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NVS reporting. Wolf Chase Toyota offers 2 free years free maintenance and a great sales and service experience. Shop online today at wolfchasetoyota.com. Offers exclude taxes, title, registration, administrative fees, and dealer fee of $499.95. $1,000 customer cash is from TMS and not available with special lease or finance offers. Offer expires 10/01/18. Call 855-976-7444 or see dealer for detail.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you're probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. And O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Ho, 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 ho. The holidays are upon us, and I have something very special to deliver. The most wonderful job of the year. The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is seeking seasonal employees to enjoy great pay, flex schedules, and a modern workplace filled with festive people. Visit WSSupplyMemphis.com. That's WSSupplyMemphis.com. Williams-Sonoma, the most wonderful job of the year.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
The Daily Memphian is your local, your new, matter of fact, stress that word, new local online news source. Local Memphian saw a need and made a huge donation to gather the best, the brightest writers and journalists from Memphis, writers like Jeff Calkins, who you're very familiar with, I know, Jennifer Biggs, who does great work, Chris Harrington as well, and my former mentor, Otis Sanford, and more, including John Barless. They're here to give back to our city, and what they're giving back is local news. The local news has come home, and now you can join them online and subscribe. You go to dailymemphian.com. You can sign up today for only $7 a month. It's only 23 cents a day. John Martin can find that in the seat cushions of his Jeep. It's not much money. It really isn't, and it's for great journalism. They're not covering last night's crime. They're focused on quality news for Memphians, and, of course, it's written by Memphians. They're having a celebration for the public on September 28th from 5:30 to 8:30. You can go out and see them at the Overton Square Courtyard. It's open to everyone. Come by and say hello to Jeff Calkins. Say hello to Otis Sanford and John Barless and meet the staff. It's all about Memphis. It's the Daily Memphian.
Better weather is on the way, and that means it's time to really enjoy outdoor living. Time for garden spas and pool. Come see the Hot Springs Hot Tubs. Get active with their endless pool fitness systems and take your grilling game to the next level with the Big Green Egg, the world's best smoker and grill. A great selection of Yeti coolers and outdoor accessories, plus their unmatched sales and service staff. Jump into fun today with garden spas and pool. Call 309-3343 or visit gardenspasandpool.com.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorf created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today, or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming's Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
Looking for a new home? Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've done this before, we've got a process to make it easy. Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. With precision like the bullet, target bound. Just living like a hookup, the Harlem sound. Now, when I say the Harlem, you know I need the hot. Be a greater, with profits in the pot.
Jalik, Jalik, you wind up, yeah.
Captain of the poets, I'm the number seven. Licks,
all right, so if you live in Memphis, which you probably do, then you understand there is no hotter place than Memphis in the summertime. It's almost over, but the temperatures are still hot. Still in the 90s out there. Just a thick, muggy, cut the air with the machete kind of heat where even the Mississippi River just looks like it's about ready to boil over. That is everywhere except Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events where you can drive Italian-made pro carts that can reach up to 50 miles an hour in air-conditioned bliss, Jason.
I was out there yesterday. As a matter of fact, planning something big, John. Planning something big for October 19th. You know what that day is? You know what that signifies, John?
It is your 42nd birthday.
Man, you were absolutely right. I did not expect you to have it down to the number. You're right.
It's Jackie Robinson year.
We're going to do it out at Audubon. Want the entire city of Memphis to come on out. We're not just celebrating my birthday, John. You know what else we're celebrating?
What?
2 years, if you can believe it's been that long, of Jason and John.
That's
it'll be
right.
The end of it'll be the
we
anniversary. We started in October 2016.
October 10th.
So it'll be a double celebration.
Wow.
October 19th celebrating 2 years.
So I guess I have to be
Bennett,
there.
You'll have to come out, man.
I mean, it's my 5-year anniversary.
You got a family thing, of course. That man makes
has
sense.
More. That man has more family events.
A reunion this week.
5-year anniversary, bro.
I understand.
So
it.
What?
It's amazing how you already know in the little calendar.
You
in your
need
head
to tell Kara you're skipping this one. All right.
Again, on Monday through Thursday, you can get one free race for every 2-year purchase. So while everybody else is sitting and sweating, we'll all be out at Audubon having some fun, chilling and thrilling. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, where it's always fast, it is always fun, and I promise you, it is always cool.
All right, Benny, you don't you're off the hook on this.
Yeah, y'all got a little unruly there in the middle of my life.
It's 5 years is a milestone. If it was 6, would have been dicey.
Benny, are you sure you don't have something family on October 4th?
Before we go out of our way to get you a ticket.
Oh, I'll be in Madness if I get a ticket.
This is what I'm going to do.
Well, JT is family.
Because I can see.
Exactly.
I can see the sparkle in your eye. And I've seen it ever since we announced the news yesterday that JT's coming. And here's what I'm prepared to do for you, Bennett. If we can't get you a ticket, and there may be a good chance we're not going to be able to get you one, I'm going to give you my media pass, and you're going to be in there.
Well, what the hell are you
going to
do?
I'm not going.
You have to go.
No, I'm not.
You have to go.
It'll be a sacrifice. You'll be there to represent us.
You can't not go to Madness.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be so big that the local television is going to try to pick this up, and so I'll get some pictures outside of FedEx Forum. You guys are going to be in there. John, I like to think I've done some things for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And out of, you know, generosity, that kind of thing, right?
Pity.
So how come when I do something for Bennett, you tell me I can't do it?
It's too great a sacrifice.
Bennett's just as much a part of this, John, as you are.
It's too great a sacrifice.
You know what would be an even better solution?
What?
If someone would just give me a media badge.
I think we can make
Why
that.
Why can't we get you as official media?
I don't know.
I'm willing to give you my spot if it comes to it, is what I'm telling
That's
you.
That's awfully nice of you, but it won't come to that. The blanket will be able to get in. Okay.
He better.
He's
got to get
in. Damn blanket. So, there you go. Appreciate Herter for coming in and breaking it down.
It's fantastic. We will stay in tune.
Yeah, man.
That dude's plugged
he
in.
He did say he thinks Memphis has the edge on DJ Jeffries, which is interesting.
And he said big weekend.
He did drop that in there.
I don't let that stuff just roll by. I know he was talking about the visit. I think he thinks something could happen on that visit. That's what I think.
Yeah, it would not shock me. That's exactly what he said. He said it would not surprise me if DJ Jeffries, quote unquote, pops. All right, it's a big college football weekend, and listen, it's no secret that on this show, sometimes you can replace people, right? Sometimes it. Even though you think it's not possible to replace a certain somebody,
it's true.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened. In the case of Les Smith, though, we're having a little bit of a problem.
Just be really honest with our listeners because I think they appreciate when we're honest and genuine with them.
We tried it. You went 5-3. I went 4-4. That's not going to get you in the. That's not going to get you in the black. Okay. I mean, you're just kind of treading water there. We brought on.
So then we turned to your professional.
Well, they offered him to me. They made him sound credible.
Oh, now you're trying to throw him under the bus like he always
did.
You were doing a favor.
He was awful. He was terrible.
You went out and you told me this guy, Jason, you said, I got a genius here. He's going to go undefeated.
And now it makes sense. He wasn't a gambling guru. He was a bookmaker. And so, of course, he's going to tell you to take the wrong side because that dude was wrong as hell.
We're leading our listeners astray with our betting.
And I had an idea for like that as a regular segment. We were going to call it Sweat with Strauss. But it was awful.
Brother, let's just
He was like bothered. He was like, what?
Yeah. I'm not saying these are my picks.
Sharps. Half the money's coming in on this.
2/3 of the show was confused as hell.
And then
you were the only one that was
Bennett's
understanding.
Over there Googling
and then you
shark.
Get the picks in, you get the picks out, and they're all wrong. Okay? Maybe we should have just stuck with
so,
me.
So we have had a hell of a time replacing Les Smith.
We're going to keep working on it for you, listener.
I mean, he's got to come. I mean... It's hard for me
to
understand.
I can hear the frustration in your voice. It'd be calm down about something about your frustration with Les.
It's not the same, Jason.
And it hasn't been since we lost him.
I miss Tiny Whiny.
Well, it's not that one. He has a new one, remember? But the guy
said it was
Victor Rapin.
Sweet Belize. It was not as good as Tiny Whiny. I don't know what he was thinking with that.
Well, he's just trying to keep us up to date. That's all. I mean, he's just trying to keep us up to date with the times. But anyway, so we thought, you know, if we can't get Les Smith back, which is all hope lost on that front. Like, is it over?
Maybe much like yesterday when my source felt sorry for us in terms of our bashing of Justin and Pop the News, right? Maybe Les will feel sorry for what's happened to us since Beth from Belize has ended.
Well,
and we can use that
you know, he'll come back.
He should.
Because he feels so bad for
us. He should feel bad. But anyway, instead of going back to David Strauss, that was a disaster.
Will you promise me we're not going to do that again?
We're just gonna have to trudge through. We're gonna find
somebody. There's somebody in Memphis that can do it.
If anybody wants to make picks,
now, I talked about this with Jeffrey last week on Jeff.
You gotta be good though. You can't just be goofy. Like you want to make money.
That's the point. Like Jeffrey Wright's been on it. I was listening to him do it.
But he already does it with Jeff though, so it wouldn't be anything.
Why
new.
Can't he be the local pick? The local guru.
Because I mean,
he didn't have a good week last week.
You want some variance. You want some variance.
I just want somebody who's going to make money for our listeners. If Jeffrey Wright is that guy, I want
Jeffrey
him.
Wright is making money for Jeff Calkins listeners.
But he didn't make money last week. I didn't.
Well,
I told you he started out hot last year and tailed off. So, I'm not sure he makes the cut.
Would we like to ask Taco Meat to make the picks?
Yes.
Taco Meat would be a good pick maker. I don't know how much, and frankly, he'd be perfect because...
Well, we just showed you, even the pros.
Right.
Oh, they can go in 0-4.
Yeah.
And you get...
Throw logic out the window.
Dad did better than your Strauss dude. Okay?
So would you like to... We would like to formally invite Taco Meat to be our guest. You know how sometimes game day has like a celebrity
this
picker?
This is quite the honor you're putting on Taco Meat.
I think we would like to formally invite Taco Meat to make some college picks for us next week. Are you down with that?
We'll see if he's got the touch.
Bennett, are you down?
And if he doesn't, we're gonna keep going through. We're gonna find the person with minus touch.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So because we're doing a service for our listeners, we want to find the best.
Bennett, are you down with Taco Meat making picks?
Yeah, you know I'm down.
We'll look under any rock.
I think Taco Meat would be good because I don't think he would worry about putting too much reason and logic.
That's why I mean, Dad was doing well, you know, when he just kind of.
Yeah, I mean, much like Herd, you know, he didn't care about names. I mean, Justin Timberland. Now, it is easy to confuse Justin Timberlake with Justin Timberland because they have collaborated on many records together.
Herd might not be as cool with you continually going back in on a mistake, John, we all make.
I'm not going in on it.
And he may not be as cool with you doing that as I am.
I'm not going in on it.
So lighten up on our guy there.
I'm not going in on him. Just pointing it out, man. It was funny.
Do you have any games at all?
I mean, there are a few. There are a few interesting ones.
I mean, I am 5-3.
So you want to step up to the plate, batter up. You want to step up to the plate.
If let's get our listeners through this week.
Okay.
And then next week we'll have the Midas touch with Taco Meat. If he doesn't have it, we'll move to the next one. We're going to find the perfect picker.
All right, here we go.
I guarantee you that.
Here we go. I'm going to throw a tough one at you to start it off. It's tomorrow night at the Liberty Bowl. It's Memphis and it's South Alabama.
I hate Memphis and the spread.
And the line.
We have never gotten this right.
The line is a measly 31.
God, dog.
That is a massive
line.
And
did you hear Giannotto just come on here in our second segment and say that they're better? They're better than Georgia State?
31, dude. What do you think?
Tigers won't cover.
South Alabama plus 30. That is a huge number.
They've got a dual threat quarterback that's decent.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was it, La Tech or something? I think Giannotto brought it up. I've looked at their schedules. La Tech, I think they almost beat. They're decent. The quarterback's a senior, can run a little bit, can throw a little bit. I love what Memphis' defense is doing. Again, I would throw in the two of the opponents, you know, inferior, but they are better. We know that. And you know, they're not going to cover. That's where I'm going.
I think it's also supposed to rain.
Uh-huh.
So that could affect the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
So I think I'm with you there.
I'm 5-3, listeners. I'm going to hold you over to talk on me next week.
All right, I
got your backs. We're going to make money.
South Alabama plus 31 is what you like.
That's what I would go with.
I think Memphis wins the game demonstratively, but
no question.
They don't have to win by 31 to do that. All right.
They'll pull Brady and all.
Another interesting game, and we were talking to, I can't remember who we were talking, it was Barrett Jones, I think, who pointed this out as he thinks this could be Alabama's first, like, you know, quote-unquote test. Even though it's not much of one. A&M at Alabama.
Oh, Tom Hart talked about this line.
Texas A&M is coming in as the number 22 ranked team in the country.
Yep.
And they are giving up 26.
Sheesh.
To Alabama. Now, Alabama's at home, and they just destroy. They put up a basketball score on Ole Miss.
Looked like they were playing against junior high kids. I mean, it was just the execution was so perfect. I'm with Tom Hart. That's just too big a line.
Oh, you like the dogs this week. You like, who let the dogs out, Bennett?
It's just too big a line. Alabama was almost too perfect last week. I mean, yeah, they're going to win big. But Texas A&M got some athletes.
Mm-hmm. All right, they're going to compete. What is it again?
26.
Give me the points. Give me the points in Texas A&M.
All right, so far, through two.
We're making money together.
You like
listeners.
Two dogs. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Those are big lines.
We're making
all right.
them together.
Here's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two ranked Georgia at Missouri. Now, Missouri boasts one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC in Drew Locke.
Yep.
But Georgia is one of the most complete teams in the country. They both come into this game 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is a 14-point favorite in Columbia.
And they will win by that many or more.
Okay, so you like Georgia
likely
minus
more.
14.
Yes, this is where Missouri's 3-0, right?
Yep.
This is where they sort of get exposed. We like what Odom's done. There's no question about it. They are a better program than they were when he got there. There's no question about that. Georgia, though. Come on, you got Alabama? And you got Georgia,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
We'll see on LSU and where all that's at.
Yep.
But right now, I got Georgia winning that by definitely line 14.
Line is 14.
They got that. They're covered.
And then finally, there are some other.
All I'm doing is giving you winners here.
There are some other interesting games in the SEC. I just picked out four of the most interesting
What's
ones.
What's the line on that Kentucky-Mississippi State? I'm not sure if that's what you had picked out, but I'm interested
it's
in
not.
That game.
But
I'm
if you want to pick that one, you can.
I'm interested in it. I think that is a slick, good game.
It's Mississippi State 9.5. They're both
3-0. You're right. I don't want to mess with it.
I think Mississippi State covers that.
What was the other game you had in mind?
Florida-Tennessee.
Yeah.
Florida-Tennessee is 6 o'clock on ESPN. It is not your typical, 2:30, 3:30 CBS game.
Nope, not anymore.
It is on ESPN. It's been banished to ESPN. It's in Knoxville. Both of these teams are shells, frankly, of what they were. But they're on the way back up, at least we feel like. Florida is a 4-point favorite at Neyland.
Tennessee's going to win this game.
You like some dogs this week.
It just came to me.
It just came to you.
Do you want to make money?
I would like to make money.
Then roll with me. Roll with these dogs I've given you this week. I'm giving you the chance of a lifetime.
Now, Tennessee did not cover the number against UTEP last week.
Mm-hmm, I know.
You think they win this game outright?
Pruitt's
It is a rivalry game.
Pruitt's got them headed in the right direction. John, the game's in Knoxville. They're going to win.
All right. So far, just to recap.
Have you watched Florida?
I have not seen a ton of Florida this year. I will be
Dan's
honest with you.
Got a lot more work than I think he thought
well,
he had.
I feel better. I'm just being honest, and I think it's just because of where the jobs are in 2018. I feel better about the Florida coach than I do the Tennessee coach. Like, because you have the entire state of Florida.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a better gig
and
than
body of work. I just don't know on Dan Mullen.
So he'll get it right, but yeah, it's clearly not there right now. So. Here's who you have this week, Jason.
Come and get this money. Bennett, you look scared.
You're trying.
Don't be scared, Bennett.
You are trying
don't
to
bet it.
You're trying to fill your dad's shoes. That's mm-hmm. That's a tall order. I mean, you hear the music.
Bets from Belize Jr.
Bennett's got a favorite. And it's not you. It's dad.
I know. He looks like he doesn't believe in me this segment.
But anyway, your picks this week. South Alabama.
Didn't I bring you Justin Timberlake yesterday, Bennett? Why do you doubt me?
You did. You did.
South Alabama plus 31. Texas A&M on the road at Alabama plus 26. Georgia on the road at Missouri minus 14.
Yes.
And then Tennessee at home over Florida plus 4.
That's a win for Tennessee.
And if you think they're going to win the game outright, you should just take Tennessee on the money line then, right?
Maybe I will.
Because that's where the payout's at.
I probably won't.
I don't think you will.
But I'm giving y'all all the answers.
There you
You're
go.
You're welcome.
I look forward to recapping this on Monday.
We ain't going to need Taco Meat next week because we've identified
We're going to need
the
Taco
source.
Meat next week. Don't worry. We're definitely going to need him next week. But there you go. All right, when we come back, Robert May is going to join us. It was a big night in the NFL last night, the dawn of a new era, because Baker Mayfield is now the QB in Cleveland. We'll talk to him about that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
The best gift, narrated by me, Thoughtful Sister. Thoughtful Sister might not remember every birthday or listen to you rant about your living room or admit she's the one who let Mr. Pickles out of his cage. But But when there's a great deal at IKEA, she calls her sister. Because ranting about your living room won't organize it.
Get $20 off a $125 purchase. Offers valid in U.S. stores only. Coupon offer valid September 19th through 30th. While supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. IKEA. Make the dream yours.
There's never a bad day to go to the Mid-South Fair, but Tuesday's the best day because that's when I, Gary Parrish, am going to be doing the Gary Parrish Show live from the Mid-South Fair from 4 to 6. Then I'm going to grab a drink, funnel cake, and introduce my friend J.R. Moore's band, Ingram Hill. They'll be on stage at 6, then J.R. Moore's side band featuring Zach Myers from Shinedown. They'll be on stage at 8, and did I tell you, it's wristband day. You can get two wristbands for just $20, ride at whatever rides you want. So come see me, Zach Myers, J.R. Moore, Tuesday, the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center. A ticket gets you access to everything. Purchase them online, MidSouthFair.com.
You know, I think it's time for the talk.
I'm a little old for the talk.
No, I mean we'll be 65 soon, so let's talk about the costs not covered
by Medicare.
Yes.
And we don't want to be caught off guard, so we need Medicare supplements from someone trustworthy?
Yes. So now, when are we going to talk?
Well, I think we just did.
Have questions about Medicare supplements? See our videos at fbhealthplans.com or visit your local Farm Bureau office. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is hiring. That's right. Holiday season is going to be here before you know it, and they are seeking employees for that season. It is the most wonderful job of the year. It's perfect for anybody looking for a part-time way to earn that much-needed holiday season cash. Who doesn't need a little extra money in their pocket when it's time to go Christmas shopping? I feel like the list gets bigger and bigger every single year. This is ideal if you got a high schooler or a college student that's looking for work around that time to keep busy. They hire 17 years of age and older. They offer great pay, flexible schedules, a clean, modern work environment, and employee discounts. You will be eligible to earn a retention bonus if you work the whole season. And if you work the whole peak season, your name will be entered in a drawing to win a brand new car. If you work for Williams-Sonoma for the whole holiday season, you can come back and work next holiday or any other time of the year, like during the summer, and even more easily explore full-time career opportunities. The list of reasons why you should apply, as you can tell, very long. Because working at Williams-Sonoma truly is the most wonderful job of the year.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkham for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. This year, Buick Division says Encore will also all other Buicks combined. J.D. Power ranks Buick Encore the most dependable car. Sunrise Buick GMC is the nation's number one volume Encore dealer, and the three Sunrise stores hold three of the top four slots nationally. Encore, 0% for 72 months. Encore, savings up to $8,000. Encore, $2,000 trade assistance. Bad credit, it's okay at Sunrise. Visit SunriseMemphis.com. There's a thing going on at Sunrise, partner. Sunrise, the number one Encore dealer in the nation.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
It's Robert Irwin Jewelers' annual half-off sale. This Friday and Saturday, it's your opportunity to get half off anything in our showcases. The only exclusion is loose diamonds. Folks, we only do this once a year. Free financing, all four locations. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't want just any Wi-Fi, nah. You want Wi-Fi from Xfinity that lets you stream in every room in your house, from your attic to your backyard to your basement. You want Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want, so your kids can watch their show on the TV downstairs while you watch the game live on your tablet upstairs. And you want Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, and awesome. So get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/18. Restrictions apply. limited to performance starter internet for new customers. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change after agreement. Regular rates do apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Two fantastic locations, 5699 Mount Moriah. That's the original. That's near us here at the studio. The other, 7199 Stage Road, for if you're on the other side of town, the Bartlett, Raleigh side of town. Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, got you covered on both sides of town with the best wings and the best premium flavors. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, it just depends on whatever. How you feeling this weekend? Like, you want to try something different? You want to go hot? You want to go extreme? They got the Honey Suicide. You want something a little cooler? Nashville hot.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just go general like me. Just be your average working class man and go hot. I mean, the point is, however you're feeling, yep, they've got a flavor to accommodate that mood at the Wing Guru.
Once you get that flavor inside you, you're going to be bubbling. Isn't that right? Just like John.
Ever bubbling.
Ever bubbling. That's what Wing Guru will do for you. Don't sleep on those burgers, though. Billy Richmond got some fantastic gourmet burgers. Yes, the wings are the best. But his gourmet burgers are good, too. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell them that Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Have we gotten a commitment from Taco Meat on next week yet?
I don't believe I don't believe we've got people working on it. I don't believe we've gotten a verbal from him.
Well, you've not gotten a verbal commitment.
Hold on. Yeah. If I go 4-0,
well, then we may not need him.
You're going to want me.
2-2 or worse, though, and it's time to move on. Agreed? I mean, that's only fair.
Yeah, we're trying to make money for the listeners.
We're not trying to break even. That's exactly right.
Trying to write the chosen one.
It was a big night in the NFL last night, as it feels like we're at the dawn of a new era. Robert Mays is our good buddy, covers the NFL for The Ringer. He joins us now. Mr. Mays, how you doing, man?
I couldn't be better, man. I'm on the golf course in Sedona, Arizona right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, we appreciate you carving out some time for us, man. We always do. So, Hugh Jackson says he's going to need until Monday to name his starting quarterback going forward. Is that real, or do you think this is a mechanism for him to tell Tyrod Taylor behind the scenes?
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't fire your concussed starting quarterback. I mean, that just kind of courtesy. I mean, it was the right thing to do. I know it sounds silly. I just think that there's a way to frame this differently. You don't say, I have to go to the tape. You say, you know, we're going to reevaluate all of our options.
Yep.
But that's what you say. I mean, there's a way to do it deftly. He did not. But I also don't think last night is the correct moment to say Tyrod Taylor is no longer the starting quarterback in Cleveland.
Robert, this is a little bit deeper. When ending a losing streak like Cleveland had can bring that much joy to your life, I know you probably saw those fans in the stands. Like, there were fathers and sons hugging. Like, it meant so much to him. And it took it, Robert, to be frank with you, it made me go back to 2016 and being a Cubs fan and how much that meant to me. I guess my question would be that no matter how bad it gets, shouldn't we all have sports teams that we can get behind, that at some point it's all going to get brighter and it does a lot for you, right? Didn't it? There's no way you don't feel good for those folks.
Last night was an amazing moment for Browns football. I mean, beyond the win, it's more about just seeing the guy that you invested your entire future in play well.
Yep.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. So, I mean, I think that we should celebrate how much fun that was for them, because I thought that Baker Mayfield was a special player, and he clearly is. I mean, there's just no way around that. He's a very special player, and I'm willing to say that after one game. I just, watching him play, the feel is amazing. I think he's going to be so good. And even after that little flash, how could you not be excited if you're a lifetime Cleveland Browns?
Exactly.
Well, and the thing about Baker, too, is that even in his preseason, you know, reps, I don't feel like I've ever watched Baker Mayfield and thought he's not a natural. Like, he doesn't get it. Like, he's looked comfortable in every situation he's been in, whether that's preseason or whether it's last night. I mean, I just feel like this isn't a hard decision at all.
I don't think so either. I mean, I feel like the reason you would keep Tyrod Taylor in there is because you need some sort of competence. I think your hope was when bringing him in, he would provide you with some sort of baseline quarterback play that with the talent you'd accumulated on your roster could make you a competitive football team. Mm-hmm. And it clearly was just not the case. He was not a good fit for what they were trying to do offensively. He was struggling to a degree that he did not in Buffalo. Anyone trying to use what happened over these first 3 weeks as some sort of, you know, retroactive confirmation that Tyrod Taylor was a bad quarterback in Buffalo is silly. He had his struggles and he had his issues, but he was not this bad. So if you don't have that baseline level with Tyrod in the game, then you need to put Baker in. Yeah. That's just the plain and simple truth of it. Because if he is your future and the best chance for you to win right now, there's no argument for why he shouldn't be in there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Cleveland looks like they've got their man. We all agree on that. What about Chicago and Trubisky, Robert? And I ask that now because it feels like the urgency level has gone up. When you add a Mac and we see that defense perform like it has, that looks like it could be a Super Bowl caliber defense in the next year or two. Is Trubisky the right guy?
I have been somewhat disappointed with what I've seen so far, I guess is how I would phrase it.
Me too. There's some basic throws.
You've seen some decent stuff.
Yep.
You know, I think that he really ripped some throws in week one on those early drives. And he shows really good touch on the move very often. But his feel for the pocket and his just overall decision-making has worried me to this point. He made a couple throws in that game that just would drive you crazy.
Yep.
Now, one of them was...
I think we lost...
Seattle territory. He just overthrew him by about 5 yards. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that just drove me crazy was the throw he made on third down near the goal line where he spun out and threw it into triple coverage.
Yes.
When he did not need to spin out. There was absolutely no pressure on that play. And I just don't – there's no argument for why you should be running away out of the pocket in that moment. You need to sit in the pocket, step up, feel the pressure, and make a comfortable, calm decision. And I just don't feel like he has a very good understanding and a comfort with the bodies flying around him in the pocket. That's the curious and one, like, that's the one – worrisome part to me.
I think you're dead
and
on.
We'll see what happens, but his accuracy has been okay. You know, over time, I've really come to like the way he throws the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Taylor Gabriel throw is maybe a little bit of happy feet, but for the most part, your pocket presence is not learned, and that's why I'm worried.
Yep.
Sort of on the same topic, while we're on the topic of the Bears, Robert, is John Gruden trolling Raider fans? With these quotes about how hard it is to find a pass rusher in this league. Like, I just feel like I can't believe he would bring himself to say these things over and over again, especially like when he had one of the elite, you know, pass rushers of the generation.
It's just a staggering lack of self-awareness. I mean, like, how could you say that knowing you just traded one of them away? Say something else. just say anything else other than it's hard to find a really good pass rusher. Literally any other answer in that moment that is coach speak nonsense would be acceptable. The guy's been a train wreck at this point. It's almost like it's a sideshow. It's like performance art.
Do you think? Because I think the line that John had before their first game of the season on Monday night to, I think it was Lisa Salters, was that Khalil Mack did not want to be a Raider. Do you think that's true? Do you think he did not want to be a Raider? Okay.
He wanted
money. He said explicitly that he wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy, he's lying. I've said this before, but it reminds me so much of Donald Trump. It's insane. It's a guy who made all of his bones in the last decade as a television star, has no actual qualifications to be in a high-level position where he is, and then we all kind of convince ourselves, oh, maybe it'll be all right. And then it's even more ridiculous than we thought. I mean, it's unbelievable. I did not think it would be as horrible as it's been so far, and it's been worse. It's hard to wrap my mind around.
We are, of course, talking to the great Robert Mays, covers NFL for The Ringer. I know Patrick Mahomes has been on a tear. I mean, it's been something to watch. Is it sustainable? Do you believe Patrick Mahomes is this good?
I think it's sustainable to a certain degree. I don't think he's going to throw 80 touchdown passes this season. But I feel like they have such a great offensive infrastructure that's what I believe in. I believe in the system. I believe in the offense. I believe in Andy Reid. I believe in the skill position players. I wrote this for Monday. I'm not sure I've ever seen a more electric group of pass catchers from top to bottom than the ones the Chiefs have. I think you can throw out certain ones in terms of skills. You know, the greatest show on turf, Rams, obviously. But, you know, Ricky Pohl was the number three receiver on those teams. You know, you go back to maybe the 98 Vikings, but, I mean, that was a group that didn't necessarily have a dynamic tight end. You know, Robert Smith was a good running back, but I think that for watching just, like, that group play and just the collective speed they have, you have, like, top-level athletes at every single pass-catching position. I mean, Kareem Hunt is a middling guy in terms of speed, but he's a very good running back. And Sammy Watkins was a top-five pick. So a team traded a first-round pick to go get him. His production has been middling at some times, but he's undeniably talented. Tyreek Hill is probably the fastest player in the NFL. Chris Conley runs a 4.34 40 and had a 45-inch vertical at the combine. Grief. Travis Kelce is maybe the most athletic tight end in football. And then you have DeAnthony Thomas, who is essentially Tyreek Hill light, just coming in to do random stuff. It's amazing. I mean, just the level of explosiveness they have top to bottom, including their quarterback, plus maybe the most innovative offensive system in football. Mm-hmm. I just have so much faith in the surroundings. And I think he's talented enough, but I think buoyed by everything else, I think this continues even if it's kind of a diet version of it.
Robert, if we get an AFC championship game down in Jacksonville and the quarterback is the Blake Bortles that we saw last week, the poised one that's making all the throws, and Fournette is healthy, they've got everything in place. And on that New England side, and say New England's in the game, they've got Josh Gordon and he's in and he's working. And everybody's high level there, and maybe they've got their running game sort of figured out now. Which side you taking if all things are clicking and it's down in Jacksonville, which side you rolling with? You rolling with Tom?
No, yeah, New England still. I mean, I feel like, here's the thing. We were talking about this on our podcast this week a couple different times, and I think that it's kind of the secret underlying factor in how the Jaguars offense plays. They're better without Fournette.
TJ catching passes and doing what he does?
What Fournette does is, I think Fournette is immensely talented, but I think what Fournette does to that coaching staff is he almost puts them in a protective cocoon.
Oh,
Where they feel like they need to run the ball and they need to be physical, and they get predictable and very conservative offensively. I mean, you did not see that last week.
That's right.
You saw a lot of Corey Grant in the game. They're throwing the ball around and really pushing the ball. I mean, I think Bortles lights out last week. I mean, those throws that he made, it doesn't matter if Fournette's in the game or he's not. I don't think that happens again.
Right.
He threw a no-hitter. But I also think that you can really see the difference in offensive approach when Fournette is playing and when he's not.
That's a great point.
And I think that that's a matter of self-scouting. I mean, the Jaguars coaching staff has to understand we need to be better about spreading things out even when we have that monster lined up in the backfield. Because what Fournette does in an underrated way, he's a fantastic pass catcher. He should be used more in that regard. You should be having those guys be more interchangeable than they are. You saw, like, just how creative and how innovative New England Hackett can be when that offense opens up, and I just wish they did more of that when Fournette was playing.
Great point.
Before we let you go, Robert, I mean, I think everybody kind of had pretty lofty expectations for Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, but, I mean, that display he put on last week, I mean, the way he fit those balls in there, especially that one to Adam Thielen there in the corner of the end zone, I mean, that's as good a throw as you will see in the NFL. Has he exceeded your expectations there in Minnesota? He certainly has mine.
Yes. I've been so pleasantly surprised with that offense. I feel like what they want to do, they can't do it full gear quite yet because the offensive line is still such a mess. You know, they traded for Brent Jones right before the season. He's been their starting center. They get Pat Elflein back this week. It's going to take a little while for that group to come together. Obviously, Nick Easton is out for the season, one of their starting guards from last year. The shuffling they were doing in August had me a little bit worried about their ability to run the ball early, and you've seen that. They've struggled to run the ball effectively. But if they can start doing that, I've loved watching what John DeFilippo has done play calling-wise there, his ability to use those two guys out of the gate, the balls that Cousins has managed to fit into some tight areas. I mean, his throw to Thielen last week, but also a couple the week before. You know, the one he hit to Stephon Diggs on the sideline, the throw he hit to Kyle Rudolph in the back of the end zone, these are just pinpoint, in-the-bucket throws. So I am so excited about what they can be if they manage to get that offensive line a little bit better than it is right now. If they do and they can start running the ball and they can marry that play-action game with the way that he's throwing the ball, they are so, so scary in the NFC.
Yeah, they are. They are lethal. There's no doubt about it. Robert, man, appreciate the time
Thank you, as always, Robert.
Thank you.
Fun stuff.
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate you.
Yep, he is Robert Mays, covers NFL for The Ringer. Appreciate him taking some time out for us today. By the way, on that front, Dalvin Cook out, been ruled out this week with a hamstring injury. Latavius Murray, you know, T-Train.
Yeah.
He is getting the starting nod this week. So if you've got Dalvin Cook in your fantasy lineups, you may want to go grab Latavius Murray because he will be the feature back this week.
Taco Meat, I can report, is in.
He's in? Okay. All right, now we're going to give –
should he be needed? Taco, we're going to give me a chance. I go 4-0, we might have to push you back a week till I'm back.
We just might, but yes.
We're trying to serve
the
listener.
Nice to know we've got him on retainer. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My life has been changed. Why? Because of a Peter Millar sweatshirt from O'Call. See, for the longest time, I carried a ratty old sweatshirt in my car for those days when you need another layer to deal with a Memphis air conditioning. Then I said to myself, why have a ratty old sweatshirt when I can have a beautiful Peter Millar sweatshirt? It's a sky blue with that miraculous soft wick-away fabric, and it gives me pleasure every time I put it on. That's what the best clothes can do, make you feel better about yourself and the day ahead. And that's the kind of clothing you'll find at O'Call, where they've been selling comfort and quality since 1859. And they do it with the kind of thoughtful, comfortable, and friendly service that you can expect from people who live in Memphis, who are invested in Memphis, and who relate to customers like the neighbors they are. So go into O'Call and check out the Peter Millar sweatshirts and everything else too. The best news is, now that the season is changing, you'll be able to wear that beautiful outerwear on those crisp fall days as well. Let O'Call change your life, or at least make it a little more stylish and comfortable.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue, low sex drive, clothes sizes just kept getting bigger. Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To Chuckles Comedy House.
Let's be honest with ourselves for 1 second. Just got interesting.
Brad Williams is in the house. His Netflix specials, Fun Size, and Daddy Issues are funniest. But he's even funnier on stage.
I love being a little person because I bring so much happiness to people. Dwarves are like human bacon, okay?
We make everything better.
Brad Williams, live stand-up in Memphis for 5 shows. Thursday through Saturday, September 27th to the 29th, live at Chuckles.
No matter what the situation, grocery shopping. There's nothing fun about grocery shopping, but I buy one box of Lucky Charms. Holy shit.
Good food, great drinks, gut-wrenching laughter with Brad Williams.
You look down an aisle, and I'm just walking down with my box of Lucky Charms. If you saw that, you'd be like, it, I'm buying a lottery ticket. This is the greatest day of my life.
Chuckles, I-40, exit 16, Germantown Parkway at Dexter, behind Huey's. Get Brad Williams reserved seats online now at chucklescomedyhouse.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer. Not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard.
Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
The Best Gift, narrated by me, Thoughtful Sister. Thoughtful Sister might not remember every birthday or listen to you rant about your living room or admit she's the one who let Mr. Pickles out of his cage. But when there's a great deal at IKEA, she calls her sister because ranting about your living room won't organize it.
Get $20 off a $125 purchase. Offers valid in U.S. stores only. Coupon offer valid September 19th through 30th. While supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. IKEA. Make the dream yours.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near an O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head on over to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Germantown Hardware Paints is family-owned and operated by the Wagner since 2001. We got paid today, so I need to make a stop down there because I'm out of lump charcoal. I've been grilling big boy burgers, and no, you are not invited to the barbecue or the cookout, Jason, because it is for my family only. You can take their prices.
Damn.
You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. They're going to match them. They're going to beat them. Take care of all your grilling needs. Football season is here. You want to make sure your tailgate setup is legendary. Do it with Germantown Hardware. They got Big Green Egg, they got Weber's, they got Primo's, and all the accessories to make those things on point.
That's right. Highest level of dealer. They're a gold dealer in the Mid-South of the Big Green Egg, and then the largest dealer of Weber grills, as John said, in the Mid-South. So however you like to grill, they've got you covered at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They've also got you covered on all the Benjamin Moore paints. They've got every color your heart can imagine. And that staff's going to help you pick out just the right color for your project. We love that staff because they're so friendly and knowledgeable. Like John said, it's all family out there at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They're located at Germantown and Poplar, or you can get at them online at germantownhardware.com.
All right, so we got a direct message from a listener, Jonathan Smith, and this is what he said. Big fan of the show, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on y'all's gambling segment. Stop. No, I didn't say that. He said, y'all could just make your picks and tell everybody to fade the picks, which means you bet the opposite.
Yeah, Ray, that's actually smart.
Or you have some square, a mark, a bad better, come on and make picks, and then pick the opposite since the square always loses. He said, hell, if you'd faded my picks over the years, you'd be a millionaire. Again, just my thoughts. You guys do an awesome job. Keep it up. Also, Taco Meat would be great for y'all segment. So
we've got that all covered.
Yeah, actually, you know, fade our
bets. I appreciate
fade our picks is pretty damn funny. But even if you would have done that, though, you'd be 3-5 with you, and you'd still be 500 right with me. So it wouldn't have made
We got to test me out. We got to shake it out. We got to see if I got any magic left in me.
That's right.
And again, I'm 5-3. You know, it's been a decent season. I'm trying to. If I don't get you 4-0, though, this week, we'll roll into Taco Meat.
4-0 is
we're looking
number
for magic. We're looking for the magic man in Memphis that's going to make money for. We're trying to do you a service.
Now, two years ago when we started,
forget
your dad,
all this even stuff.
I'm pretty sure he started like 8-1.
Oh, he was on fire.
7-1 or something like that.
Yes. He was literally making folks were getting to the radios.
Yeah, like if you were not using Les Smith's picks in 2016, you were not
making
money.
Let's be real, the magic sort of faded.
It always does. I mean, the house always wins, baby. I mean, it's just part of it. You know, the longer you're in there, the better their odds become.
Yep.
But he started out like a man on fire.
Yes, he did.
Or as they would say in Belize, they speak Spanish there, right?
Yes, but it's English-speaking country. The only English-speaking country in Central
Fuego.
America. But yes, of course they speak Spanish there, John.
Hombre en fuego.
Well, that's a really good job. And man, I don't know how you managed to pull out that Spanish from so deep in your pocket there.
I still feel like that's wrong. I still feel like I didn't say it right. I feel bad
you
that
did.
I tried
you
that.
You butchered it.
How do you say it?
What? El hombre en fuego?
El hombre en fuego.
I'm sure we're not getting, you know, we probably don't need the...
The order of words is always different. Mm-hmm. It's not just like English.
This is not Spanish class, John. I did that at Southwest Shelby State back in my day.
And did you pass with flying colors?
Transferred it right back to Memphis. It was the way to do it then. Don't know if they can still be that slick.
No, I think they...
Way to go.
I think they do.
Somebody told
they
me
still honor that.
It still goes down like that.
I believe that is true.
It's still total immersion in Memphis, right?
So as you go in there,
first day, they're throwing that Spanish at you like you, you know.
Oof.
You understand.
I took two semesters of Italian with my wife because, you know, she got me through it. But then we didn't get in the same one. And I had to say, you know what? I don't get this. I got to start over and go to Spanish. Because they make you take four semesters of a foreign language for your communications degree.
We were so foolish at Snowden. This dude's picking French because it was the class that had the girls in it.
Okay, it's the language of love.
And it ends up being the hardest one. So you fools look dumb because you're failing French. You should have been over here in Spanish with us.
But it is the language of love.
Uh-huh. You took French?
In college, four semesters.
All you can say is let the good times roll.
Laissez les bon temps rouler,
That's
baby.
All you can say.
That's more
Come
Cajun.
On, Bennett. That's Cajun.
Can you say anything else in French?
Say Justin Timberlake is coming.
He can't say that.
It's very simple.
No, it's not.
You can't get us a is coming?
I'd have to think about it for a second.
Bruh. Stage fright. Oh, that's embarrassing.
BD, you had shine for the last 2 days.
Man said he took French. He poked his chest out and said he took French. He couldn't
Four
even say.
Four semesters at Memphis.
He said he couldn't. He can't even
he
say.
He survived that total immersion. What has he got
it was
for?
A while ago.
Well, you know what else is coming? Media day with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Ah, you're right.
We're going to be there on Monday.
What will you do this year? There's no one you can cut. No one you can cut because there's no reports out there.
Are you sure?
That you'll be bringing to their face.
Okay, I guess that's true. I guess
right? There's no one you can cut, right?
I guess the Axe Man's going to have to lay down the handle this year.
And man, the room, that's not going to be a thing. Didi.
The storylines are not as abundant.
What are storylines, guys?
Over the weekend.
We could talk to Kyle Anderson about child abuse. And if he resents his dad.
You need to explain that quickly, John, to get to the
Well, joke. Kyle Anderson's dad, when he had him on, said he abused his child. He felt like it was child abuse.
Okay,
he made
yeah.
him,
I mean,
when he was 4 years old, he made him
follow that up quickly.
He made him walk. Then he left him in New York and made him chase after him across
on the blocks. He got behind. Yeah, and he was a little baby. Exactly.
We could ask about that.
He said it might have bordered on child abuse.
He did. I didn't make that up.
But with the dramatic pause, John, you left us hanging there. Like, you know, most of our listeners might not have remembered.
Okay, well, there. I think he was just kidding. Well, that's why we have to ask. That's about it.
I do think that, I mean, the good thing that y'all have to your advantage this year is you've, like, talked to every player's parent that's going to come on the show.
Well, we're close to family members.
That's
You're right.
Point.
We could use that.
We've talked to Javon's mom. We've talked to Jaren's mom. We've talked to Kyle's dad. That's it, though. That's a good start. That's a great start.
Pray for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We'll be there on Monday. All right, that's going to do it for us. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by. If you are hungry, it's a great way to start the weekend. Trust us. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us today. Mark Giannotto, Norton Hurd IV, and Robert Mays for joining us. Eric Castletine, guest hosted by Jeffrey Wright, who is a happy man today, is up next. Don't miss it. Jason and John.
Have a good weekend.
For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 920-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
It's officially football season. Lots of tailgating, lots of time on the couch watching games. And if you're like me, you're likely to spend a chunk of your weekends in front of a TV sipping drinks. And if you're like me, the drink you're going to be sipping is going to feature New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about New Amsterdam Vodka for years. It's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and the newest flavor, grapefruit. So if you haven't tried grapefruit yet, be sure to grab a bottle next time you're out. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, in a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
50% of Americans have gum disease, and most of them don't know. That's dangerous. Many serious medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, are associated with gum disease. Routine dental exams can detect signs of high blood pressure, so it can be treated sooner. Delta Dental of Tennessee has group and individual plans that feature a wide network of dentists trained to spot health conditions connected to your mouth. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Book It Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.